I'll just add it. I'll just add it. I turned my recorder off.
Okay, that's fine.
So let me stop recording this.
Okay.
Recording stopped.
Hi, Kathy Marshall.
Hi, everyone. Hello. So here's what I found.
Found for what?
Or here's not found. Here's what I know. What were the dates that you were talking about? You said something was happening related to this Epic Universe thing in September, specifically. But were you lying? And really, you just don't want to, you guys don't want to visit it until September? You said, here was your text. I'm not accusing you.
No. I'm curious now. I want to know how you said that.
Yeah. Epic Universe opens this year, and we were thinking of going in September. Oh, I read it that way. I read it as if it's opening in September.
No.
Totally my bad. You're not a liar at all.
Okay. So, yeah. So we were thinking September 10th, because we were first thinking like the first weekend, because you had said something about September, and then it was like, but the first weekend in September, that first week, at some point in that week, Zach is going to be in California for the Disney race. So I was like, oh, well, we could do it. And then the reason I said the 10th is because Zach is off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and that if Epic Universe, Zach would want to go. So it's like that way we could all three go. So on Wednesday. And then so you could do, we could do Epic Universe on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then we could travel up to, you know, like, let's say Atlanta on Thursday. And then we can continue up to South Carolina on Friday and see Fatty and whatever, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I could fly in on the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah, that works for me. So I could, if we could be back. So I could fly back like on the 14th.
Yeah.
Because I'm flying to Switzerland on the 17th and I need to work a little bit. I don't know if I want to take 3 weeks in a row off all like
we could even, we have to figure out, but I believe what we could do is take a rental car up. And then when we leave South Carolina, I think we could just leave the rental car and take a one-way Southwest or Frontier flight from Atlanta to Orlando, which is only going to be like an hour flight. And then, you know, we could, so it's like, if we took my truck to the airport and got the rental car there, then we could just, when we flew back, we just pick up my truck and.
We can't, just to save, how far is the trip? I can't remember.
It's not a fun trip, I'll tell you that. Let me get to the maps page here.
I mean, we don't even have to drive. I was just like, oh, we did a road trip last time. We should do that. But we could just fly Southwest or whatever, but I'm
fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, I mean, we can listen to podcasts. Yeah, yeah. We can.
No, we had a lot of fun. It was fun driving up there because we stopped a lot along the way. But on our way home, we were just trying to get back home, and that's the one that really sucks, right? So I was just trying to figure out how do we do that. So Charleston, South Carolina, to here,
is more than 5 or 6 hours.
6.5 hours, and that's
short.
That's now. That's it. No, 1 a.m. in the morning.
I get it. All these people. Traffic. Anyway, I drive. Once a month, I drive. I spend 11 hours in the car once a month. So, with just an hour haircut in between. Yep. So let's ask Fatty. I'm going to email him right now.
Okay,
I'm
you should
email Fatty right Fatty. Now. Fatty. And I would love to go to Universal as well. Or Epic Universe,
Epic
whatever.
Epic Universe, yeah. Well, it's Universal.
But I feel like,
yeah.
Won't you get really angry if they ask you to put your cell phone
You made that joke.
I have to make it in front of people. You didn't even respond to it.
I didn't.
You
it's just not worth
left
a response.
It laying on response. The floor.
Yep, not worth a response.
I'll put you the Daniel Brewer.
No, I'm DJ Brew 67.
DJ Brew.
to do this other thing.
DJ, are you around on, let's say,
September 12th, 11th, 12th, 13th? Well, it would be the 12th and the 13th, right? We would
12th and the
13th. It would be the evening of the 12th and then most of the day of the 13th. And then we would, if you wanted to fly back home on the 13th, we got to get back to Orlando by the 14th, right?
Yeah.
If you wanted to try to drive to him all in one shot, then it would be Thursday night. We would get in Thursday night and then it would be Friday and Saturday. Because I feel like we should probably leave there Saturday to get back for your flight, right?
I'm typing an email.
Yeah.
I could fly on Sunday. I could even fly in and fly out on the same day if I needed to. But yeah, we could just fly, get home on Saturday back to your place or whatever.
Oh, well then in then that, so then, so do you just want to drive all the way up and see Fatty for one day and then yeah, drive back?
No. We need to, No. So all Epic right. Universe is Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, but Zach is off on Tuesday and Wednesday. So it could be Tuesday if you want, if we need another day.
Well, I'm flying in on Tuesday, so.
Okay. You're flying in on Tuesday. All right, cool.
Yeah.
So you'll be here Tuesday.
Cause I
want to
work
night.
On Monday.
Okay. You'll be here Monday. You'll be here Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Wednesday we'll do Epic Universe.
Yes.
You'll be here Wednesday night.
Yes.
Thursday morning, we drive to where?
All the way.
All the way. You drive
all the way.
6.5 hours up to Fatty's.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we see
and
him.
And 6.5 hours with lunch and stuff like that. So it's going to be 8 hours. We're going to drive 8 hours up to see Fatty. That would put us there Thursday night, right?
Yeah, we go out to dinner and we right. take him to dinner or whatever. And right. then we do something on Friday as well.
Exactly.
We hang out
exactly.
On Friday.
Yeah. On Friday. And so then we leave there Saturday morning and get back home here Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we're flying, if I don't know, I mean, we can drive, but if we were flying, if we were doing the rental car idea,
yeah.
then we could be back to your place by noon or early, you know, right. afternoon.
Right.
Even.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah,
do you trust me to drive your truck? I mean, we can share driving responsibilities. Adam.
Zach has just arrived. Back.
Oh, yeah, he can't hear me. Oh, he's not in his uniform.
Yeah, aren't
last
you
time
your,
he was.
Why aren't you in your uniform?
I'm in my uniform.
But you're not wearing your full uniform.
Shirt and my jacket are in my car.
Oh, his shirt and his jacket are in the car. Okay.
So, so it's all planned.
Cool.
I'll book a flight. And we will, I don't care. We can drive back. You seem to be affected by road trip.
I'm just going to look. I'm going to look.
By driving.
I'm going to look, Adam. I'm going to look. What is it? Flights at Google.com? Flights at Google.com. If I want to leave from Orlando to ATL... Hartsfield, Atlanta International Airport. Is he closer to the Atlanta airport or to?
Isn't there an airport in Charleston?
I'm going to put that in a second. Let me pick the dates first. I'm looking for September
the
11th.
Well,
if we fly up. On the 11th and then fly back.
Oh, you mean fly up and back. Oh, I see.
Well, I mean, we might as well just price that, right? See. Yeah, it doesn't look promising, but let's see what that is. Search.
Oh. Sydney's Bath is on the 11th.
No, everything there is like $300. So,
well, we can just drive.
Okay, we'll just drive.
Well, what's one way? What's one way?
I don't now. I have
it'd
to
be
find
150.
That.
I don't know.
That's I don't fine. Know. Atlanta to Orlando on not round trip. One
we'll leave
way.
It. We'll leave at 4 a.m.
Let me. Atlanta to Orlando on Saturday, September 13th, It would be like $145 on Southwest and on Delta.
But the rental car is going to cost more money. I mean, it'll be more expensive to do that than it would just to be a round trip flight. So we might as well just drive.
We'll drive. That's fine.
Because so gas will be.
So we're
going to
take my truck. Well, my truck is not exactly fuel efficient.
Well, we'll share the cost.
All right.
I feel like that'll be cheaper than flying.
No, I'm fine. That's fine.
I sent him an email already, so we'll see what he says. Because if he goes, oh, I'm at the ass-licking convention.
Ass-licking convention.
That's, I'm not going to be able to.
He doesn't listen to this show.
No. It doesn't matter. I talk about Fatty all the time, regardless. It doesn't matter if he's, I don't do it. See, here's the thing. I don't do it so that he will play me on at the beginning of the show. I don't.
I betcha.
He just comes up in, I'm talking and I'm like, oh. Okay, let me read my. Oh, Fatty does that, and then I've said it. You know,
I betcha that Leo listens to Big Fatty.
I knew that was going to bother you, but I can't look. I can't. Although I did have, and I don't remember, so don't ask me. Mm-hmm. But I did have someone write in and say they didn't like another of my listeners.
Ah.
And I edited that out. Ah. But, and did not say that. I didn't read the email. I just really shortened it and said, so-and-so said hello, basically. But, actually, I don't remember which other listener it was. So I couldn't even tell you. But yeah. So yeah, I knew that was going to bother you, but there's nothing I can do. It was what he said, and he didn't say anything about you. So it could just be the format. It could be the length.
Right. It could be me.
It could be, you know, maybe I act different on.
Maybe I should call your show.
Minus.
Maybe I should call your show and ask him if he likes the episodes where I fill in for you.
Oh, by the way, You can. Do you want to have a conversation with Leo just via whatever? Can you fill in for me? Mm-hmm. It would be. What year is it? It's
2025.
So while I'm on the cruise, because it's going to be hard to record.
Right.
With my parents and all that, which would be, when is the cruise? Oh, the 29th, the 30th of May.
Sure.
And the 2nd of June.
Sure. I can do that.
And then, are you writing these down or am I going to?
No, you're going to have to remind me.
And then July, the 30th. Through the 4th.
Yeah, sure.
Sorry, June 30th through July 4th.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
It's a week. And then Switzerland would be, I'm just letting you to fill in for me every time I travel.
Cool. I'm going to force Leo to like me.
September, we don't have that in the calendar yet, so I can't tell you. Okay. But I think it's going to be the 17th through the 28th. Eighth, so you would be doing like the 17th, 18th, 19th, and then the whole next week. So you'd have a week and a half.
Wow. I would lose you so many listeners.
No. Please. We're practically the same person, other than we don't like the same anything.
Right, yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah, completely
but
different things, yeah. speaking of which, of your daily show.
Yeah.
I was out running today. Couldn't help but hear
what
your little throwaway line was. That was the time that, well, except for the time that Daniel hated me, and then blah blah blah.
Oh, that comment. Yeah, and I'm like, you hated me that time.
We've had this conversation before. I didn't. I didn't hate you. I was hurt. Okay. I know. It hurt me. It hurt me very badly that
I get it.
You sided with someone else in what I knew that we had had conversations about, and I knew that you felt differently, and you were just trying to make people happy.
We've had that conversation,
and I was it hurt me a lot. So
we've had that conversation, tears and all that. It was just a throwaway. Came out of my mouth. It was just like a funny thing. Okay.
So you know how software is made.
Yes,
I know how. I know how software is made, and that's why this story. I've been trying to get more information on what's going on with this story, but of course, it's going to be going to court, and so it's not exactly public. And everything. So Publix, you know, the supermarket chain Publix.
That makes this birthday cake that Taylor loves? Yeah, like
the
Von's
Publix? East, right? That is what, when Fatty says Von's East, he's talking about Publix.
Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah. I think I did know that because I think we went to Publix with him.
Yeah, we did.
But I don't remember.
And we can do it again. However, here's the thing. The Publix was being sued in this lawsuit. And this is what they're being accused of. When a price reduction is advertised for one of the products, instead of charging the reduced sale price multiplied by the weight of the product, Publix's point of sale checkout system automatically increases the weight of the product so that the consumer does not receive the sale price. And this person who, this lady who initiated.
Wait, why is the sale price based on weight? What are we talking about? Like,
so pork tenderloins are on sale for $4.99 a pound. Instead of, you know, we're talking about meat and, you know, things that are primarily
meat.
But if
you bought 2 pounds, you would just spend $4.99 times two. You're still getting the deal.
You're not. So here's what because this woman went to a bunch of different Publixes and she took photos and then she also used their scales to weigh it to show that it was still wrong. So this is what happens. Let's say that the pork tenderloins on the, you know, in the bin, right?
Yeah.
You walk up there and the pork tenderloin, and it, let's say that says.
The ones that are wrapped in plastic there.
Let's say that it rings, you know, it says, the little thing that has the thing on it, it says that it's 2.83 pounds, right? It says on it, this is 2.83 pounds, and the price is $6.99 a pound, so it's $19.78. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Publix puts pork tenderloin, let's say that's pork tenderloin. Publix puts it on sale for $4.99 a pound, right?
Yes.
And they'll say on it, you know, the prices will ring up at the register, right? So they don't go through and relabel all of the items that are on sale.
I get it.
So what happens when you go up and you put the pork tenderloin on the scale and you say that it's the pork tenderloin, right?
Yeah.
It says, oh, that's 3.96 pounds of pork tenderloin at $4.99 a pound. So that's $19.78. It always equals the price that's on the thing. Like they have written it in such a way that they just inflate the weight until it's the exact same price that it was when it wasn't on sale.
Okay.
So that what they're saying, hey, we're going to give you per pound. So when you look at your receipt, you think, oh yeah, they charged $4.99 a pound. Yeah, it was on sale for $4.99 a pound. You don't. This lady took the extra step of like comparing. It's like, wait a second. This package says it's only 2.8 pounds, and the receipt says it's 3.96 pounds, right? And then she's like, okay, just to make sure that I'm not, you know, she weighed it herself. It's like it was 2.83 pounds. She went to Publix and weighed it on their little produce things, and it was 2.83 pounds. And it's like, so here's my initial question that you know how software is made.
Okay. I was wondering where that was coming in because I know it's software. I understand that. But.
And the reason that I am fascinated by this case is like, this isn't an accident. There was a user story. There was like,
there had to be. Yeah. Yes.
There was an Epic involved with this. It's like someone said, you know, as a user, I want to fake the scale reading. there's zero doubt that this is fraud, right? It's like, a rogue programmer here or there. It's like, no, this was written into their software.
One would think, I suppose a rogue programmer could, but they would catch it in QA.
That's what I'm saying. They would have catched it. They would have caught it in code review. This is not 1975 where like six people wrote, you know, the checkout system and COBOL. These are big software packages that have teams. Even if these teams are in India, it doesn't matter if it's outsourced or not. This is not an accident. This was a feature, not a bug. It's like, and Publix has now gotten busted on basically, you know, screwing people over and just like
theft. It's theft.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I play one on TV. But.
I mean, regardless, it's still theft, right? It's like, they're lying to you. And it's like,
is it lying or theft? Because technically you're,
it's deceit.
Choosing to spend the money.
It's deceit. It's an overcharge. Yeah, so it's something.
I'm sure there's some word for it.
Anyway, I'm trying to follow this lawsuit, but the news really isn't covering it very much. So, and Publix is the fourth largest grocery chain in America. So it's like, this isn't like, you know, a small thing. And it was just, I don't know.
They're going to have to, I don't know, this may affect the birthday cakes that
Taylor
loves so much. They may have to, I don't know, skimp on the ingredients or whatever to save money because all this money they're going to have to pay out.
So I have, I booked my birthday dinner.
I'm sure it's going to be something steak related.
Yes.
I probably, when you say the name, I'll probably know because it's probably one of the ones that's like your favorite or whatever, but I can't remember what it is. So what is it? The place you took us?
No, you haven't been to this restaurant.
Oh, okay.
Because we found this after.
Okay.
So the one that we took you to, the Yachtsman Steakhouse, they stopped using an oak grill. Like the oak grill got damaged and they, instead of repairing it, they switched to gas. So the whole reason that I used to love Yachtsman Steakhouse kind of disappeared. But across the water over at Boardwalk, there is a place called, I have to look at my reservation. It's called...
You don't remember the name of the place you're going to eat?
I just got confused with what the name is. Is it Trattoria El Forno? Let's see.
That sounds Italian.
Is it
Italian steakhouse?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's an Italian steakhouse. And that is what it's called. It's called Trattoria El Forno. Anyway, so I made my reservation there because it's right next door to this cake bake shop.
Okay.
And where they sell...
Oh, you know, the one where they sell like the $30 slices of cake or whatever?
They're 23 or 28.
But the expensive... There was like articles about it for a while. Yeah. Like, Disney is charging so much for...
Oh, yeah. There were articles, and you've seen none of them since that place is open because as it turns out, it's really good cake. So we're going to go there. I believe, Rodan and, Darwin are going to join. So we're doing it on a Tuesday. We're not doing it on my birthday. We're doing it on a Tuesday night.
So at this point, are they going to have a room in the compound that we're building?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Cause you know, my actual birthday, I'm going to be here doing this show. So I'm doing my birthday dinner on Tuesday.
Oh, that works out really good. Because really
well.
Sure. Because I can send you your present and you can open it on the air.
I could. Yeah. You can do that.
Are you doing your, do we have a show on your birthday and you are doing it?
Yeah. Oh, well, it's 2 weeks. You. So today is the,
oh shit. I don't have very long.
Yesterday was, So yesterday, the day that we started recording was the 14th. So the 21st is next week. And the 28th is the week after that. So 2 weeks. I mean, 2 full weeks, but 2 weeks.
Yeah. I'll have to work on that this weekend.
Going to interfere with your ham map.
No, it won't, because printing takes a long time. I already have the thing, so.
There was the demo that I had to watch this morning from our ALM vendor who are trying to get us to upgrade to their AI license. You know, we've built AI into the, and they, their big demo was basically like when you create a story, and you just give it a title, that it will help you write the user story, you know, portion of it by looking at all of its upstream and downstream dependencies, and it's looking at the, you know, the tasks of all the other stories in the same backlog and stuff like that. And it was just like,
not bad. I mean, you can do that yourself.
I was going to say, it was like, so after the meeting, I asked my boss, I was just like, how much are they wanting for this? He's like, I don't know. They're sending us prices and everything. I'm like, don't do it. It's like, I can give you a POC by next Tuesday of like, we could do this ourselves. And then when I was looking around today, it's like, I can even with a Chrome extension, I can even put the button on the screen, like in the same spot. It's like I can write a Chrome extension that puts that little button there that just extracts the story or the defect number and sends it off to an API. 'Cause that's all the API needs is the story number. And then I can hit, 'cause we already talked to our ALM via API, right? So it's like, I can grab all that stuff, shove all of it into the Microsoft's extension.ai library and send it off to our copilot and say, hey, take all this shit and write this.
Well, because I mean, you know, the models are really the thing, right? And anyone using the models can do the same things. It's not hard.
Right.
Basically just taking the model and building some code to communicate with the model.
Right.
And it's very simple.
Right.
It's just like,
amazing. And in fact, the library that I just mentioned, the Microsoft extensions.ai library is abstracted even. So it's like, you don't even have to change your code to switch out models. It's like, you can basically, you know, 'cause you're writing at an abstraction layer, like Entity Framework. So it's like, you're just saying, hey, send this off to the LLM and I want to get it back this way in a standardized way. And it's like, then it lets you switch it out. You could use Ollama, you can use ChatGPT, you can use Copilot, you can use any other ones that have an API, you know what I'm saying? Any of them that will, that have a, an API key, you can use, right?
Yeah.
Without even having to rewrite your code. So then, you know, you can do a lot of stuff, but yeah, it's so weird. It's like that early days. Remember when you may be too young to remember the beginning of the internet when like everybody was like charging stupid amounts of money to make HTML pages, you know, like,
Remember. Yeah. And when I first got online, it was like, I want to say Gopher or something. Like I went to governor's school or something, my 11th grade year. And I was on a college campus and they had these terminals with the green, whatever. And I think it was Gopher. And I actually would go in and have a conversation with some guy. He was probably some 90-year-old guy. And I was like 11, not 11. I was in high school. So I was 17, let's say.
I'm sure a 90-year-old guy had a computer. Yes.
But anyway, so I'd have it was some guy in another country. I don't remember. His name was Simon, I think.
Hi, Simon.
But anyway, he's not listening. Well, I don't know. I guess he could be. But
he could be. Maybe he and Leo listen together.
Maybe. You're obsessed with this Leo guy.
I mean, you did say that you like went out of your way to say that he was attractive. Good looking. Yeah,
he's attractive.
I don't know what he looks like. So
That's because he Instagrammed me. I mean, he messaged me on Instagram. So,
I think that's it. Let's see, the Publix thing.
Well, we need to. One other thing we need to do is pick dates for Auntie Scott because I've got to email him back.
That's I thought you were going to, I would have just turned it back on him. It's like, all right, tell us when you are available.
Well, so, I could, but he said give him some options.
All right, so here, are we not? I told you, I am here every Friday through April 4th. After April 4th, I haven't decided. I may, the next week
there's
I may
only,
be camping.
There's only 2 weeks.
That's 3 weeks. That's the next three Fridays, 21st, 28th, and 4th.
Wait, I'm doing DJ... Threes crowd.
21st, 28th, and April 4th.
March 21st. March 28th.
Yep.
April
4th.
4th.
Yep. And the 28th is my birthday.
Either 7 p.m. Pacific. Or
no, because we start at 10 when you're not running late.
We go about an hour and a half.
Yeah, so 11:30. Yeah, that keeps us honest.
So 10:30, another. So 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30 is fine.
So okay, I'm just we're just taking care of some. There's one other thing we need to take care of.
What?
You need to tell me how to pay you.
Oh, yeah. I can't do the Zelle thing. But you have PayPal. Just PayPal me. Just transfer the money into your PayPal and then send it to me.
What email address? The new one?
The new one and the old one. Either one will work for PayPal. Okay. For PayPal.
And the spreadsheet now tells me how much that I owe you?
Yep.
Okay.
It should be like 900 and something. I don't remember the...
I don't know.
I'm going to ask, I'm going to play this, and I want you to tell me what you hear.
That is embarrassing! 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 That is embarrassing!
I can't make out a word.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you what they're saying, and you're going to hear it. You ready?
Sure.
They're saying, that is embarrassing.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That is embarrassing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Actually, what they're saying is, rotating pirate ship.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
I can hear rotating pirate ship, but I still hear that is embarrassing more. I have to force myself to hear.
I'm sorry, what they're actually saying is, that isn't my receipt.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Again, I hear that is embarrassing, but I can make myself hear the other one, but yeah.
You also can hear baptism piracy, that isn't mercy, lactates in pharmacy, and lobsters.
Does anyone know what they're really saying?
No, it's not here, not on this.
Okay. Well, that's unsatisfying to not know. You're just never going to know what they're saying. I'm doing something that's so stupid, but I'm going to do it.
Okay.
So you see behind me, these are shelves.
Yes.
So on the other side, there's a shelf. I'm going to move. It's two shelves. I'm going to take this apart and I'm going to move one of the shelves on that side. So the opening is going to be in the middle.
Yes.
Instead of on the side.
Right.
Then I'm going to get, these are IKEA. I'm going to get the thin one and I'm going to put it in the middle and I'm going to encase it in a way that it looks like it's a solid bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a secret thing that I can open up and then go in. That's how I'm going to do my secret door. I've always wanted to have a secret bookshelf door.
Now you have a secret bookshelf door.
And instead of doing it in an actual doorway that I'll have to like rebuild or something if we ever sell the house, I'm just going to make a faux fake bookshelf door.
A faux fake bookshelf
door? A faux fake bookshelf door. A faux fake
bookshelf door. Wow.
Yeah. It's not a real fake bookshelf door. It's a faux.
Right. Fake bookshelf door. It's a faux fake bookshelf. Yeah, no, I understood perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'm done.
All right.
I don't have any more topics. That's what I'm saying. I don't have any more topics.
No, that's all right. No, I have... We have everything.
Wow, we're all planned. Settled. I'm going to book a flight this weekend.
Book a flight.
So should I wait on him? Or if he's not available, we'll just do something else.
I mean, you can wait on him. Like if it doesn't work out.
I mean, he'll respond tomorrow.
Right.
So
if it doesn't work out, then, you know, I was just.
Then screw him.
That's just a day of Epic. I mean, Epic Universe is a theme park. It's open all year long. So it's like we can, you want to come.
That's true. I can still come and we just don't have to do the fatty part. But I just wanted to repeat the.
No, I'm saying whatever date he's available. But let's be honest. What is he doing? What is he doing?
Well, there are horror club things.
In September?
I don't know. When's Hot Dog Down a Hallway? Well, you know, Memorial is the weekend before. Well, it's a couple of weekends before, I guess. So I guess he's more likely to be there over Memorial Day weekend. It's Memorial Day, right? Or is that Labor Day?
It's the one in September.
Yeah, why is it so hard to remember Memorial versus Labor? Oh. Labor is, I think it's Labor.
Sure.
In September.
We're surrounded by a computer. Literally, we could just ask, right?
Why does this feel like, hey... I could just Google it. Hey,
Memorial Day was May 26th.
When is Labor Day?
Labor Day is September or whatever.
Oh, she's not talking to me.
Labor Day is September 1st.
I've been having some problems with the voice version. Maybe they're having too much strain on their servers. Wait, which September is what?
September 1st.
Is what?
Labor Day.
Okay. That's what I thought. But I think I said Memorial Day initially. But
yeah, Heavy cream. Did you want me to pass along your birthday wishes to Babalu?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Anytime there's someone that's having a birthday that I also know, just tell them that I said happy birthday.
Yeah.
Regardless of if I actually said it.
Okay.
Because that makes me look good. Like, oh yeah, I was talking to Adam the other day. And he wanted to say happy birthday. You don't have to even involve me in it. Right. You just tell them happy. Why would I not want you to say happy birthday to someone?
I don't know. Maybe you had it out for him.
Don't say happy birthday to, but whatever you do. Don't say it
to Babalu, and he knows what he did. Yeah, I don't know. You may have a beef with Babalu.
He knows what he did last summer.
There's like, you don't listen to POTUS, my co-pilot.
I don't say those types of things online.
This is
I can be heard.
They,
I may or may not.
Yeah, Rodan and Taylor, man. Taylor is just like so desperate for Rodan's approval, and Rodan is just tortures him by not giving it to him, and it's like this weird relationship. They really should go to couples counseling. Like, it's not healthy. It's really not healthy.
Are you going to be seeing them together?
The Rodans will be there.
Oh, so the Rodans will be there. Okay.
Rodans will be there, and I don't think it's Animal Kingdom now that I think about it. Because Rodan said that they were getting reservations at Olga's, not in Hollywood Studios.
You're not doing the park. You're just meeting for a lunch or something, or
no? We're eating in the park,
right? But are you doing any parky things?
Oh, yeah, it's Hollywood Studios. So we're going to Hollywood Studios.
Studios.
We might do
that Mickey Mind Train thing.
Yeah, we might do some stuff there, but I can't stay late, and Zach has to work, so Zach has to go to work at 3, so I have a party in Gulfport tomorrow, which is like a 90-minute drive, but I have to come home.
And a party?
It is, yeah, it's one of those parties, yeah.
Okay.
And
fun!
Yeah, but
I can't do those anymore. I'm not. I don't. Yeah.
But yeah, that's what we're just. So I was gonna go. I could meet them at the hotel in the morning for breakfast.
Remember our lovely like Irish waitress that we had for breakfast that one day in Disney? She was talking about. We were asking about eggs or something.
Yeah.
You don't remember?
I don't.
I just thought she was really nice. All right. Well, my food's going to be here soon, so.
Oh, what'd you get?
Whataburger.
What a burger. All right.
He just messaged me in with a picture of he picked it up.
Well, good night, chat room.
Good night, chat room.
Good night, level 13.